Good afternoon. An Irish holidaymaker has died after he was hit by two vehicles on a motorway in Tenerife. The 36-year-old was killed on the TF1 road in the south of the island just before 4:30 a.m. yesterday. It's understood the man was hit after walking onto the motorway, which runs from the island capital Santa Cruz in the north through to the major tourist resorts of Los Cristianos and Playa de las Americas in the south. Emergency responders could do nothing to save the tourist who has not yet been named. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The drivers of the two cars said to have been involved in the incident have already been quizzed. Local reports said they received medical attention for panic attacks. An investigation led by the Guardia Civil was continuing today. An autopsy is expected to show if the dead man had been drinking or consumed drugs before he ended up on the motorway and was run over. A female passenger travelling from Madrid to Malta was caught with almost 10 kilograms of cocaine hidden in a carry-on bag yesterday. The discovery was made during the screening of passengers arriving from Madrid. Apart from the cocaine, other passengers were found in possession of cannabis and ecstasy. The drugs were found in the false bottom of a bag carried on by the Spanish woman. She was arrested and the drugs were handed over to the drug squad. Her friend was found with a small amount of cannabis and ecstasy. Spanish airlines expect a tough winter after a summer that has seen passenger traffic nosedive by 80%, so the head of the local industry association said this morning. There is not much visibility for the coming months, he said, although the capacity in September will likely be 40% of what it was a year ago. The actual number of passengers is much lower than the capacity available, and planes are flying less full. He estimated that overall lost revenue for the industry in Spain to be as high as 15 billion euros this year. And 60,000 residents of Lorca in the Murcia region are to return to a flexible phase one type of lockdown due to the concerning increase of coronavirus cases. The council has been fighting the virus for the last month, and although a number of measures have been taken, the mayor and the regional health centre have decided to tighten restrictions yet further in a bid to close a ring around the virus and prevent it from spreading. The city has reported 448 cases in the last 7 days and 825 in the last fortnight. The 7-day lockdown with phase one restrictions will see no movement in or out of the city other than for essential health or work reasons. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.